The Third Angel's Message, 1893, by A.T. Jones, Message Number 2. I will take a text tonight that will last at least a week. It is a familiar statement to all, I think. It is as follows, quote, "The people who will now see what is soon to come upon us by what is being transacted before us will no longer trust in human inventions, and will feel that the Holy Spirit must be recognized, received, presented before the people." Close quote. Tonight, to begin with, and to lay the foundation for what is to come, we will look at the situation as it exists tonight before us in the United States government. And for this reason, I shall relate the experiences of the hearing that took place lately in Washington, beginning with that, and simply state the facts as they are before us tonight. And then afterward, we could find out the bearing of the facts that already exist. When the first movement was made for religious legislation by Congress in the United States, you'll remember that we began to circulate a petition, which was, in effect, a remonstrance against anything of the kind containing these words, quote, "To the Honorable, the Senate of the United States, we, the undersigned, adult residents of the United States, 21 years of age or more, hereby respectfully but earnestly petition your honorable body not to pass any bill in regard